When I attempt to read essays from and for the global state statesman about the management of us, essays in which we generally make no overt appearance or are disappeared into abstract concepts that reduced to the word threat or the phrase threat to order, essays about today's subject, the power guy's goal to establish quote-unquote world order, I find, and this explains why they've gone on the offensive with the fake news campaign, that the state has supplanted the truth as the priority for what is called society. Whereas we the people are solidly with Proudhon on this point, speaking in the first quote of the nation, a concept which our current technological and material conditions allow us to move beyond to a form of social organization premised on individual autonomy. We have to get clear on this. Proudhon writes that the word of the nation is like that of God, sacred. And then he says, with the exception of falsehood, I hate nonsense more than anything else in the world. Unquote. Consider this, for instance, and though there won't be time to read this first paragraph completely, please keep it in mind that the term sovereignty is defined as the authority of a state to govern itself or another state. The language of the quote I'm going to read from Robert Haas is even more obviously premised on perpetual war, of which assumption we must always ask, on what is conflict based? The answer of the honest discussant must be scarcity. We should also remember Karl Popper's point that the theory of sovereignty is premised on the notion of rule, which likewise assumes conflict and which is likewise premised on scarcity. We have to get clear on these points as well. Popper concludes, quote, in summing up, one can, I believe, assert that the theory of sovereignty is in a weak position, both empirically and logically, unquote. And I would add, is but an expression of the fundamental premise of class. Another thing, which once we discuss, is so obvious, that the fundamental premise of class is might makes right, in which truth bears not at all. That this is never stated openly testifies to the fact that power must stay hidden. That the global state statesmen know that because they are inherently dishonest, as their existence is premised on their manipulation of us, about which they cannot be straightforward to establish the premises of its rule, which must be kept in shadows, needs hidden actors to conceal the coercion required to compel our obedience, which, since the French Revolution, they have used the economy to accomplish. And they have hidden ever since behind manufactured scarcity, which then becomes the basis for the lie that they provide for us, quote unquote, which in recent times, this manufactured scarcity or the shield they hide behind called the economy, in recent times has been called capitalism. Quote from Richard Haas that we've been referring to. The concept of sovereignty, the right of nations to an independent existence and autonomy, has occupied the core of what international order there has been. But an approach to international order premised solely on respect for sovereignty, together with the maintenance of the balance of power necessary to secure it, is no longer sufficient. The globe's traditional operating system, call it World Order 1.0, has been built around the protection and prerogatives of states. It is increasingly inadequate in today's globalized world. The result is that what goes on inside a country can no longer be considered the concern of that country alone, as if it ever did under class. Continuing, today's circumstances call for an updated operating system. Call it World Order 2.0. That includes not only the rights of sovereign states, but also those states' obligations. Such a concept of sovereign obligation builds on, I would say Jeremy Bentham, but anyway, or Plato, go back even further, builds on, does not reject or replace the traditional approach to order. A new international order will require an expanded set of norms and arrangements, beginning with a commonly agreed on basis for statehood. There cannot be an unlimited right for any and all communities to achieve political self-determination. And that is, unquote, from Richard Haas, World Order 2.0. The case for sovereign obligation in the magazine Journal Foreign Affairs, January-February 2017. But of course for us, it is the opposite. For the power guys, ever and always, the state is sacrosanct, is the priority for society. For us, it is the opposite. Prince speaks for what they call society, and always recall that Bentham told them, control that lexicon. You control the definitions, and you control the world. That's why we've got to stop listening to all that propaganda, because it's always in their language, using their terms, and start creating our own. Prince gives us a good head start on that. For us, it's the opposite. Prince speaks for all of us when he says, in that first interview excerpt posted for the September 4, 2016 show, and that's both on the audio pages for the Prince audio, Prince and Proudhon, as well as the Rainbow Children page. He says, just tell me the whole story. I'll fill in the blanks. But don't tell me something that you think I'm supposed to know. Unquote. We are made for honesty, while the state is premised on lies. The left, quote unquote, that they give us to absorb, neutralize our protest, asks us to find small lies and expose them to light. This is one of those fix the state spoon twisters, time wasters, that then passes on to subsequent generations our responsibility to establish truth as the basis for our global society. But the whole system is a lie, premised on lies. The lie that there is scarcity. The lie that we don't come from and long to manifest love, the eternal, the all of it. What all the various names for God dissolve to.